Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to welcome Prosperity Counseling and Wellness to the show. They are a local St. Louis-based therapy practice that specializes in substance abuse and general counseling. They offer group and individual therapy that is tailored to meet your needs. If you or a loved one is struggling with substance abuse or just feels like they need support, contact Prosperity Counseling and Wellness at 636-515-1230. You can find more information at their website at prosperitystl.com. If you're struggling out there or need somebody to talk to, reach out. Prosperity Counseling and Wellness, right here in St. Louis. Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Grand Center area, in the Dot Zack building. Go over, check it out, come by and visit them. You can go by or visit online, shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along with Music Record Shop on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're giving away tickets and records and all kinds of fun stuff throughout the day. So get involved, shop local, support local business. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. So you can also reach out if you have a local band you want to get your records on the shelf over there. Reach out and see how you can make that happen. Again, musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
So this is the Stars Go Out all together. It's like
yes.
A full band.
And then we'll jump in and say, and Ben Diesel, and this is Rock Paper Podcast. We'll give it a shot.
Okay. This thing on.
Hey,
Hi, this is the Stars Go Out.
And Ben Diesel. No.
You blew it.
You guys are all...
You blew it.
Okay.
When she says hi, then you say...
You say, hi, this is the band, and we'll go...
And here, I'll direct. It's hi, this is the Stars Go Out. And Ben Diesel.
I'm in that band.
But I get to say it twice?
Yeah, of course. Yes. And this is Rock Paper Podcast.
You guys, this is so...
Come on,
all right. DK. All right. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast, y'all. Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with the Stars Go Out and Ben Diesel. Welcome to the show, everyone.
Hey,
hello.
Shane.
Hey, everybody.
You guys want to go around the mic and say hello?
Sure.
Left to right.
You're left or right?
Hard to say.
Wow.
Start on Boston Powers.
Start with you. I hate when you start test off with a super hard question, dude. That sucks. Hello. Frank Ciccone, the drummer for The Stars Go Out.
Is that
originally from... Austin, Massachusetts, and over to you.
I'm thinking about road trip.
Guitar, vocals for Ben Diesel, and from New Melle, Missouri.
What?
That's crazy, right?
Oh, you got origins?
Right. He started it. I was just following suit.
Oh, James Mestis here. Play mediocre guitar and some vocals here and there on Stars Go Out.
Where are you from?
Oh, Dub C.
Is this a country store? Right.
Rat City, Missouri.
Call you're on the air, where you calling from?
Hasn't the store brought me?
Rat City, Missouri.
First time
caller. Long time listener, first time caller. That's not even true for me.
Love your show.
I'm DK, I'm Dan Kelly. I play bass and I sing in Ben Diesel. And I'm from... Where am I from? I don't even know. Jennings, Troy, I'm from... From everywhere. I've been everywhere, man.
Yeah, I've been everywhere, man.
I'm moving on to you, Joe.
Philodendron.
Yeah, sure.
I'm Joe. From both bands, Stars Go Out, sing, and play drums for Ben Diesel. And that's it. So
that's not it. You're also the engineer.
Dude, he drives on train everywhere.
He's like straight I know. Mr. Conductor.
Okay, so that is actually my Mr. Conductor within our dynamic here.
He didn't mention guitar either, but you do play guitar.
Oh, yeah. He's also the inspiration for the real-life Mr. Conductor from Pops the Negative.
He was also on The Real World for a few weeks and got kicked off the show.
But that was shortly after we moved here from Alaska when our, you know...
Ice Road Trucker.
Our parents were actually...
To clarify, he wasn't a contestant on the show. He just hung out there until they told him to leave.
Correct. Yeah, I should have clarified.
But we actually were the... But I don't know.
We sold off our trucks and went south east to Missouri.
Yeah, we were looking for somewhere warm and we came here. So
still can't drive.
Anyway, we should migratory birds.
We should probably move on to
how do you even follow that? Take this moment to say my name. Julie Mustis, I play the bass when Stars Go Out, and I put up with these jokers. The end.
That's a tough joke. Yes.
No easy task. Shane, I wonder if you'd had a moment to appreciate our emblem for you this evening, which is indeed rock and paper.
The rock paper nice. For the podcast.
You know, it's our little tribute to you.
We would like to point out that originally there were some scissors there, and they were like, nah, get them fucking scissors out of here.
It's not
a
rock, paper, scissors podcast.
It was Dan. It was like, guys.
I fixed it.
That's his craft show that airs on Thursday. Yes. It's totally different theme.
It's just not a... Yeah, that's something totally
different. It is funny how many people put scissors in, like, when they're talking to me about it, and I'm like...
No.
Yeah. I'm like, don't give in to
it. Ain't there, bro.
This podcast replaces the scissors.
Yeah.
And I assume podcast trumps all.
Oh, yeah.
Them's the rules.
You told me you weren't going to bring up Trump tonight.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Also, Dan, I love your Afghans on that show.
You do look good Afghans.
Nice.
You didn't tell me you sold Afghans, you son of a bitch.
I didn't know you crocheted.
This is great.
I mean, I took an embroidery class in sixth grade, but
you did not.
What?
Yeah.
DK was key grip on that same season of Real World that Joey was just hanging out on. So
oh, it's the best
weird
boy
connection.
The
there.
Best boy.
So he was the one that got getting kicked off the set.
Yeah. It's my bad. I'm not subtle at all, so people notice when I do stuff.
Yeah.
But only when I do bad stuff.
Yeah. You're a good grip, though. I don't know if you're quite key grip, but you were grip material.
You're getting up there.
No, it's got all the grip.
Well, we do have a big show coming up. Big split release, man. That's pretty exciting that you guys are doing this together. Big split release party on November 25th over at the Duck Room, St. Louis, Missouri. And you're bringing along friends, Modern Gold, who I had on the show, and really like what they're doing a lot.
Yeah.
They're up to some big things right now.
Awesome. They make some awesome tunes. Andrew from the band also designed the kick-ass shirt that DK is wearing, as well as some merch for The Stars Go Out.
They can't see the shirt.
I know, I realize that. But it'll be there.
If you could take a second
enticing.
To zoom in on the t-shirt here, it's just a beautiful design. It's the best design.
I'm providing some mystery.
Moral of the story is, Andy from Modern Gold does some amazing artwork.
He really does.
Design stuff for Stars Go Out, designed stuff for Ben Diesel, and in fact, he designed the cover art for The Split. So
the cover and
we kind of we saw what he did there, and we're like, okay, you just need to do all of our art all the time because you kick ass. So
he actually
here we are.
He actually just helped me out.
Oh no shit!
Made this for me.
Oh nice! For your 500 though. Yeah. Oh man, that's very gonna be great.
Cool. Is that like NASCAR style?
Is that a tribal sick. Tattoo? That's really nice,
dude. You should get that if you got that. That'd be a cool shirt.
So, oh wow.
Yeah, you're gonna get that made on a shirt. I know a t-shirt guy.
Oh yeah,
you know a guy who knows a guy.
He's my t-shirt guy.
Yeah,
Christ,
Gildan. What's he rolling with?
But yeah, he's like done a lot of great things, and then happens to be a great singer songwriter too, and making some great music over there. So check out Modern Gold, and you can see them the 25th with you guys.
Strangely enough, I first got to meet Andy, even though he was in Sync the Bismarck back in the day, which was like I remember seeing their name flashing on the side of STL Punk, but they mostly played down in the city, so I never got to see them. But Ben Diesel back in the day got to do like a pop punk cover set with Alkaline Quartet, which was like an Alkaline Trio cover act that they did. And the first time I like got to really talk to him was there, and then he had a whole bunch of people up on stage for the end of the set, and we were like both singing in the same mic at the end. And he's a really cool guy, so I'm definitely excited to play with Modern Gold. And it's like a sharp departure from the stuff they did before, but it's going to be a really cool show.
Sure. Yeah. And you also bring along Church Key.
Yeah.
Which I'm not super familiar with, so you guys can tell me a little bit about Church Key.
We played last weekend. We played at this DIY like house basement venue in Columbia. And the only other sticker, because they're kind of new, they've only done a couple shows, the only other sticker on the fridge before we got there was Church Key. There's Church Key, and now there's Ben Diesel, and the Stars Go Out. So I feel like we're in pretty good company with these guys.
Nice.
It was like one of those random connections that like I you just make through social media. Like I've never met any of the guys from Church Key, but I found Thomas online, who was he was friends with mutual friends, and I saw some of his posts, and like you know, kind of just interested and started paying attention, and then found he was in this band and listened to it, and I was like, these guys fucking wail. Like this is really cool. And just kind of like showed him around. I was like, I think we should have these guys on the release show and hit them up. And they had been kind of in a weird limbo. I guess they put out some material in like 2014, 2015. Then, you know, people going to college and shit like that. Just like random hiatus. And they were kind of starting to reform when I started talking to them. So it was like, I think you guys would be a perfect fit. Kind of right in that groove of like the 90s, you know, punk, pop punk and indie-ish. So they were down to do it. And I'm really stoked to play them because I honestly have never seen them live before. I've just, you know, heard their music and seen they've been active. So it'll be kind of a fun surprise for us too. But
nice,
I think they have some solid tunes. So I'm stoked to see them live.
Yeah, stuff we've heard online has been pretty fantastic.
Really good. Yeah.
Yeah. So where did the idea come about to do this split release and stuff? Well,
lots of beers.
I think I just kind of came up to Joey after a show at Foo Bar and was like, we want to do a split with you guys. Do you want to do it? And he's like, let's do it. And that was pretty much it. Nightmare factory since.
Just been a lot of just a lot of dudes.
But seriously.
we did get a little over our heads, I think. We got a little ambitious. We decided to try to book a tour and release a split, record it all.
Benefit show.
We learned an entire Blink 182 set in the middle of all of this. And
yeah. This is like one of the most hardworking group of people I've ever been privy to working with. Like just always grinding. And like we all have long like day jobs and shit too. And then like we'll be out here recording to like you know. Midnight
at least 7:30
still like heading back. And that's just Ben Diesel. I'm sure you guys are out here later. Well, we still have the 30-minute drive back to St. Louis once we dip out of St. Charles.
And it seems like nobody says no to anything, so we do all the things all the time, and then we're like, we're losing our goddamn minds. Yes.
We've already lost our minds. Our minds.
I also moved in the middle of this too, so it was like just, I mean, there's so much extraneous shit going on outside of it, and I know you guys are in the process of that stuff too. It's just like, it's crazy how that all...
We're moving?
I think... Are you guys looking at a house?
We are trying. We're
maybe.
Possibly. Well,
I'm sure that eats its
time. Whoa. Wait a minute.
Whoa, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
If you guys didn't realize...
Oh, man. So I made some banana bread. Does anybody want some?
It did. What? Delicious.
Did you butter it?
Oh! I didn't butter it yet.
It's shiny.
Is
on
it
top.
Butter salt?
It is shiny on top.
Delicious flavor.
That's because I used Crisco instead of butter to cook it with.
Not salt butter.
Oh my is this goodness. Your mama's recipe?
It is my mama's recipe. Fantastic.
Is it butter salt enough to spread?
I don't know about the butter part. We can try though. I'll tell you what.
I'll take some of that.
Yeah. Let's put some over on this side.
That's some tasty bread.
Tell you what, I don't know.
Just to be clear, those are your two slices.
I don't know. I just put two on the thing. Yeah, this butter might spread.
Someone has to.
Land O'Lakes.
I hope that's a song on the next album.
This butter might spread.
That's actually the name of the album.
It's 2017.
Whatever, guys.
Now we have to do that.
Here. Yeah, this butter and white spread.
These colors don't run. This butter might spread.
I think that's the chorus right there. This butter might spread. These colors.
Scale of 1 to 10. How delicious is that?
Sounds like awesome. A country song.
Positive feedback on the bread.
Hey, let me use your credit card. I'll pay you back. Will you really? No, but if you don't let me use it, I'm going to tell everyone what you said at the bar. Okay.
Do you like Flock of Seagulls?
No, I can tell you do.
So I think you can kind of get a flavor for why the split album is happening. Sure, yeah. We don't really enjoy being together at all.
I really just... I wish you guys could be here to taste this, Barrett, if this butter bread.
It's good-ass butter bread.
And if you guys could only see DK shirt, if you could just see
butterless, butterless banana bread.
We, this past weekend, we got the privilege of hanging out with Frank for the evening.
Which is your first time.
Yeah, it was great.
You guys have never done that before. It feels like you were avoiding him.
It feels like the first time. It feels like the very first time.
We got a sweet overnight sleepover.
Yeah, so a guy who used to manage my old band when I lived in Columbia hit us up and was like, hey, if you guys need a place to stay, you know, saw you coming through town, let me know. And then we were like, okay, like, the last time I've been to his place, it was, you know, it was a fine place, but it wasn't enough to house, like, a full band for the evening. Or multiple bands, and then he like sent me pictures of his new place, and I was like, "Oh shit! Like this is like a Whitmore style house. Like this is like some big."
Yeah, I think they like inherited some money or something
for sure. Like, so we like went there after the show, and it was just like, you know, one of those like downstairs, completely finished with a bar, pool table, like. And so at the end of the night, we're like, hey, he has like a theater room set up with like couches that recline and like this big projection screen.
And that's where he planned on putting us up because he didn't have any more beds.
And Matt Saylor, our fourth member, who, fuck, we're terrible. We have a fourth member in Ben Diesel, Matt Saylor.
Also he introduced himself. It's just,
also of Mayor Sheriff and XOX. He's a super talented guy. He was there down there with his lady, and they took the spare guest room. And after we had drank
you
our
fill, you have to bequeath that to them.
After we drank our fill of the Maker's Mark, Frank was like, ah, "I'll buy some Makers." And we were like, "Oh, I mean, we're not gonna." You can't ever like, yeah, what? You can buy it. Like,
we're going to a fancy house.
We plowed through most of a bottle of Maker's Mark, and then
I regret leaving that party mix at his house so much. Oh God, it was so good. Anyway, so we go in this theater room, and I'm like running through the DVD titles because it's like, you know, DVD with projection screen, and I was like, "What do you guys feel like watching?" And we came across Adam Sandler's Saturday Night Live. You
it's
know,
a classic.
It's a great. It was a great DVD, so we threw that in. And we made it about... I made it about 30 minutes through before I just crashed out for, like, the second most uncomfortable sleep of my life. And apparently, throughout the evening, DK finally passed out, but, like, poor Frank...
No, I went...
Opera Man and I was out.
I went, okay. I went to the next
you
room.
Guys, no, you guys should probably continue after I passed out.
So I went to the next room to sleep on the couch because the recliner wasn't doing it for me. And then,
I love this guy. Because you're taller than 5'6"?
Yeah, right? Because I'm taller than 5'6", so the recliner wasn't doing it for me. So I go out there, and the DVD's still going. And I'm like, man, I'm so tired, and I, you know, try to sleep. Next thing I know, it's like 4:30 in the morning, and I can still hear the intro music from the DVD player. Yeah, it's that SNL sax thing, that... and
there's a big like, screen.
I'm ultimately able still to tune on. It out and go to sleep because I'm in the next room. Well, Frank's right in front of the TV, speakers surrounding him.
If I had known that I had that full couch to myself, I would stretch out so
hard.
Dude,
I woke up at 4:30 a.m., and I was like...
Next thing,
I'm in a house that I don't know where I am. Like, you're snoring away. They're just blaring saxophone. And I have no idea how to turn off anything. There's no remotes. I spent 20 minutes trying to get the projector TV off.
That's excessive.
And
you really should be able to
in the dark, because I was trying to be nice and not wake up.
Apparently you wouldn't have woken up.
Dude, don't ever be considerate of me.
So, and then I went back to sleep. I tried to go back to sleep.
Oh, before you even came to wake me up?
So it was 20 minutes of me trying to get the screen off. Back to sleep, I can't sleep. Like, finally, like, I rip the covers off, and I walk out, and I see DK, and I'm like, DK, how do I make the saxophone stop?
And I'm like, I wake up, and I'm, hold on. I got it. Okay, it's in the closet. You got to go turn it off in the closet.
Back to sleep.
DK actually plays alto sax, so he might have been he thought he was having a fever. Yeah. Am I playing sax?
Am I currently playing the sax?
He's like sexy sax man. Like,
Ticket sex, man.
The ironic part is, like, before the night concluded, I said to Matt, will you show me how this works? Because if I pass out, someone is going to need to know how to turn this off.
He showed you and only you. And I kind of...
Because I had the foresight to broadcast me crashing out after, like, I ate, like, half of that, like, 20-ounce bag of party mix by myself.
Brilliant.
I just destroyed it.
So another 20 minutes of banging around the house trying to figure out which closet it was, because they had, like, 25.
He's, like, opening up the master bedroom upstairs. He's like, where is it? Where?
Yeah. So that's my ringtone now. Yeah. Is the opening SNL. Yeah. It's just dun, 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 dun,
dun. G. Smith in the Saturday Night Live band.
Thanks,
dude. That guy's
dude, some super talented musician.
G. Smith, the saxophonist.
Oh, saxophone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic song.
That's the long hair guy.
No, that's G. Smith.
There we go.
No, he's a guitarist.
Yeah, G. Smith was a guitar player. Huh? Oh, Lenny something. Is the sex.
Kravitz. Lenny Kravitz, yeah.
That's the Shane, only Lenny.
What's no. new,
what are you Lenny Kravitz.
There's no way.
What's going on?
You know, just keeping it real.
Yeah?
Yep, that's what I've been up
keeps
to.
Keeps it real.
Working all the time.
I hear you.
Trying to do the show.
Yeah?
Trying to go to shows.
It's pretty wild that you're like almost at 500 episodes. That's insane.
Yeah. Man. Pretty crazy.
It's an amazing milestone.
And like, congrats to that. That's we should take a band shot to that.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
A band shot.
Around a fireball.
But we do commemorate separate here.
So
we do this before every band practice. It's a
before
and after and during.
Every practice, every show.
Which is why we have diabetes.
So we
got the shugs. Oh, did you get one?
Got a case of the shugs.
So we brought some oatmeal cream pies.
Little Debbie's?
That's what we chase our fireball shots with.
Yes.
Is one full of whipped cream pie.
Yes.
As quickly as possible.
Yes.
And we call this?
The fiery cream pie.
The fiery cream pie. And
oh, God.
You have to pre-open those because you don't want any delay.
Well, yeah, it's got to be quick. It's a chaser, you know? You don't play.
Why is my shot of fireball always a full glass of fireball? I don't know why that exists.
Why are you complaining about
I think
this?
We're supposed to share it because I didn't get one.
Is there one less?
Thanks. Wait, whose is this?
Yeah, that one of those
I'll
is yours.
You
there you go, sir.
Come on, I'm not trying to leave anybody
so
out.
So you can do like half your cream pie and then half a fireball shot and
no,
the
no,
rest
no, no,
of
no.
it.
No,
or you can do the shot and all at once.
It's tradition. Let's do tradition.
I typically like to dunk it like an Oreo.
Tradition sticks you
nobody
just
else
like
likes
crazy
to do
glue.
It.
Yes. All right, here we go.
Cheers to Rock Paper Podcast.
Yes. Here it is.
Thank you.
Cheers. 500 episodes. Oh wow! I love this tradition.
This is my favorite. I'm so glad we did it.
Oh, wow.
Goes down so smooth.
So smooth like pizza. I was real nervous.
It was right before our show.
But it's real nice.
It helps you sing real good.
It's the best. It's the really.
I'm really
driven
every time. That fireball doesn't taste right. I think you got some counterfeit fireball.
He just learned to talk. It's like he knows English language so well.
He's actually serving.
Why do you think it's counterfeit?
One little Debbie. He's going out to the races. Oh, wow.
Mm. What would you call
this is really
counterfeit fireball?
I think I win.
Fireball?
But I lose.
It's like hot sphere?
I don't feel good.
Hot sphere. That makes sense.
Cinnamon disc.
I'm so stoked to record vocals later.
It ain't no fucking aftershock, but it's fucking good.
Yeah.
Oh my
Weesh, right?
I can feel the shugs coming on.
It's
diabetes.
Diabetes. That's what we're all about to get now.
Oh, wow. Are we going to have to do this at the
If this
salad
goes
release?
Down, diabetes, heaven, cream pies with your friends, I'm into it.
Yeah.
You know,
you don't want a cream pie straight.
You know, I feel like... Now, this is a story all about how... You know, I'm sure I've been told this before, but I honestly, at this moment, cannot remember, like, the origin story of X-Men? The Stars Go Out. Well, no, I remember that because I have those, gotcha. You know, the... Those were my X-Men. You can't see DK's shirt or my Wolverine blades, but I have them. So you two are brothers, but how does the rest of this come together?
Who
the Stars Go Out forming? Julie and James are obviously brothers.
Yes.
Yes, they're brothers.
So it's Joey Maestas and James Maestas. Which is the gangster way of saying Maesters. You guys are old boys. Go on.
I oversaw the wedding and the bris.
Ciccone. It's not. You know, Austin Powers.
Listen, pal. My family hit their head on the boat, so it's Ciccone. It should be Ciccone.
Is it?
Or Ciccone.
Are you trying to say Ciccone?
I thought it would be like
Ciccone. We only come out every 7 years.
I actually thought it was
two C's. It's like
no. Ciccione?
Quit kidding yourself. It's Gibroni.
it's that Phil Collins song, The Studio.
Do you have the same last name as Madonna?
So my first experience on the Hill, I sat down at this really nice restaurant, and this slick Rick comes over, and he's like,
"Slick Rick."
And my buddies from Boston with like no necks were in town, so they go. He comes over, and he's like, "Hey, you guys want some Diet Cokes?" And they just look at me like he was joking. He's not joking. Like, just order the Diet Cokes.
So, you want what he wants to get?
Like, yes.
Did you just dip banana bread?
That's really good.
Oh, wow. He dipped banana bread in the French onion.
It tastes like stuffing.
Somehow nobody like the heels. Better than a cream pie. Like
the heels aren't.
These guys want some
French onion. Frank, trust me. Tell me that doesn't taste like stuffing. Right, okay. Tell me that doesn't taste like stuffing.
I feel like blasphemy to put that in.
There's so many.
Does that taste like fucking stuffing, right?
Oh man, your mom's stuffing tastes like crap.
It's not what my mom's stuffing tastes like.
Wait. I can confirm. I can confirm. That's not what his mom's stuffing tastes
like. I see. I'm uncomfortable.
This is the people's court.
We're still friends, right?
Oh, good. Does he like stuffing?
Thank you. All right.
Shane, I'm sorry we brought Shane.
He has no voice to confirm it, but... Hey, slap the table once for yes and twice for no. Does that taste like stuffing? Yeah!
We may have derailed.
Jesus Christ.
You can't talk right after I just slap the table.
It wasn't me.
I don't think we ever railed.
She's like, no, this is exactly what I count on. I don't have to come up with much content. You guys just be idiots.
There was a lot of foreplay before.
Yeah, so anyway, that's how it starts to go up, became a band.
My mouth's stuck.
That's where the H comes into the ADD.
You know what? One thing that should be attested to, because Ben Diesel did a podcast with you, I guess, what was it, in like the 300s?
Yeah, somewhere
around that area.
It's only like a year ago.
Yeah,
you're a busy dude.
So since then, and I mean, you know,
respect.
Barring the majority of unfortunate circumstances, we lost a drummer that we had for about a year, and the original like exodus for Ben Diesel was the fact that we lost our drummer. He moved to California. He's about to get married, actually, which is crazy.
January.
Yeah, nuts. I still haven't got my invitation, by the way, Sheehan.
You moved, and you probably never even gave me your address.
I did!
Anyway.
We discussed it thoroughly.
Anybody knows?
Facebook Messenger.
Continue.
Anyway, we had... I can't stress, you know, like, without going into too much detail, the night that we decided that we need another drummer was a really rough night for us as a band, like... We had a show, and things didn't pan out how we had planned, and it turned out really poorly, and we were trying to figure out what to do, because, you know, we have a lot of fun with this. It's, you know, it's something that we love to do with our spare time, so we hit up Joey, and we were like, hey, man, we...
Like that night, while all the
stuff
like,
was going
down.
While everything was happening, we were like, hey, we're going to need another drummer. We've got shows coming up, and we want to make this happen, and we'd like to bring you on board.
And like not to be uncomfortable.
And also we have a show next Friday.
Yeah, like he
not to be uncomfortable, but like we don't want Frank to play in our band. So like, nothing, like Joe, would you be interested?
The benefit we had is that we knew that Joey was an awesome drummer, and he was also familiar with our stuff because
he'd already filled in once too.
Yeah. Yeah. He filled in, and he'd also been recording us for the split because prior to this we were still recording.
We've already recorded this nonsense one time.
Yes, and
then we started recording.
But
really, yeah.
On that same phone call where he's like, yeah, I'm in. We're like, also, do you want to learn an entire set of Blink-182 songs at the same time? Because we have this thing booked too. And he's like, yeah, I'm into it. He can't say no, I think.
So in that same vein, he helped us. Like, he re-recorded the whole drums for the EP. And then also learned a Blink-182 set. And also played like our regular shit with us. Like, it's been a huge, huge fucking blessing to have him with us. Like, I can't stress enough how awesome it's been. And the fact that, like, when Deke and I stepped out of the venue that night when we were dealing with what was going on, I was like, what are we going to do? And he's like, I think I'm going to call Joe right now. I was like, okay, do it. And he did, and, like, he was right on board immediately. So, like, it's, you know, a hearty hurrah to Mr.
Should we do another fire pot?
No, I don't know.
I've already shit my pants once today. So.
Fiery cream pie.
Oh, God. Fiery cream pie.
I'm pretty sure Joe wakes up in the morning and just says, it's Joe time.
Does he just like get up and look in the mirror?
Joe time.
Always a collar pop.
He's like, it's like
a collar pop.
Can I like that scene in Boogie Nights? It's like, you're a star.
Can I?
You're a star.
Why are you wearing a collared shirt to bed? That's what I want to know.
Why are you wearing two polo shirts if they're both collars popped to bed, Joe?
That's the only way you know how to eat pussy.
He wakes up, pops his collar. It's joke time.
But I mean, like, it's insane. I mean, you guys run your own business, and then on top of that, with the recording and being in multiple bands, like, it's nuts that you took this on. And not only that, but we've been able to do like some really, really cool things with it.
Are you okay? Is it Justin from the Little Debbie shop?
The fiery creep pie's
coming. The Little Debbie shop.
Joe's trying. Jason. God damn it, Ernie. He's trying to have a heartfelt moment.
Not only the fourth wall, but the fifth wall and the sixth wall.
The deal, though. I will share some love on the Mestis clan, a.k.a. the Marxists.
Easy, Boston Powers.
I'm trying to get deep right now.
I'm trying to get so deep.
I was on the beach in Florida.
That's what she said.
And, exactly. And I hadn't played drums for like a couple of years in a band, and I'd moved to St. Louis like a year and a half before, and I was like, you know what, like I'm gonna go check out Craigslist. Like, I gotta get back into a band. Like, it is the love of my life. Like, I gotta do it. And I pull up all these ads, and they're like, looking for like the most badass drummer, and we're the sickest band in the world. And I'm like, oh fuck.
You love metal.
I'm like, where have I moved? Like, and keep in mind,
little does he know, those were all of our ads.
They posted every single one of those.
But I pulled up this ad that was like very down to earth, and like, look, we're a rock band. We're brothers, and our wife's like the most amazing bass player.
Oh,
and
what do you mean, our wife? Are you two? Is this like a.
No, that's
wait,
accurate.
Dude, you're fucking Mormon?
That's
crazy. That was the other band I tried out for.
Good shit.
That was the other band.
Right plan.
I think Mormon goes the other way. You have multiple wives, not multiple husbands for a single wife.
No, I figured that was one of your wives.
It's in that universe.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
Bottom line is, like, I got in touch with these guys, and I showed up, and I was like, oh my god, I am so lucky. Like, they are people that I want to hang out with. They're around my age. They're nerds on equipment. Like, we all have good gear, and like, I felt so lucky, and I feel that same way today. And we've moved from the last studio and rebuilt this studio. And it's I share that same love for these guys. So
it's been through a lot of work for sure.
Yeah.
So on that note, I've just realized that my fears have been confirmed.
Oh boy.
Joe lied to me. He said that he found you on something called Bandlist. Not another Craigslist drummer.
Wait, now,
not doing this.
You have to.
He got a he got a good vibe off of Frank.
He's not really from around here.
He's not another Craigslist freak. I promise you I signed up on this band thing. This guy's legit. And then I gave him a chance.
That's a good lie, bro.
So actually,
good
lie, bro.
Good lie, bro.
Yeah. You know, it worked out. You know, Frank.
It did work
actually,
out.
Frank was Frank actually.
Frank Giacconi.
He was actually our third choice, but everything is just. Everything has just worked out.
I've got to ask, what? So if we've all auditioned people before, like, what's the weirdest, like, rando band audition story you've ever had? Like, a guy showing up.
Please don't. Are
you in the back?
We were sharing these the other day.
No, you with the glasses?
This is pretty good, though.
The guy that scared me the most was from Craigslist.
Okay.
And
I hope
like,
you're listening.
And his name was Frank.
His first coding. Yeah, he spelled it
C-H-I-C-O-E. It's so weird.
Yeah, he was clearly on a number of drugs, which, whatever, teach their own. But during our set, he picks up the ride cymbal and spins it and then comes after James. And he goes, "It's a song!" And then he's like, you know, acting like he's going to kill us and then follows it up with, "You guys, we're going to make so much money. We're going to make so much money." And we're like, "Bro, what do you think he signed up for?"
Okay.
The only guy I've ever had say that to me was completely full of cocaine, and he was my manager.
We're going to make so much fucking money.
I was like,
guy.
"No, we're not. We're in Jeff City
the
right
best
now.
Part,
like, this is not happening."
The best part of this story, though, is we went to Guitar Center as a band one day.
Excuse me.
After that.
Like, after
Frank was in the band. Like,
was
you sex. Know, I mean, we exhausted brothers. All our other options and we decided on Frank. And we're in the drum room at Guitar Center.
Chicone!
Wait, no, that's French.
That same guy that tried out, I don't know if he recognized this or not. I don't think he did. But this was the middle of June. He's wearing a damn snowsuit. I'm telling you, the whole thing, snowsuit.
Top to bottom, skidoo.
And flat out challenged Frank to a drum off.
Like, randomly, in the drum room.
Oh, I'm telling you, he was standing there taking bets and trying to do a drum off with Frank in the middle of the drum room at Guitar Center.
I like it.
The same guy.
My response was, I respectfully declined.
He really wimped out.
And we actually called that guy later on. He's like, "No, I'm not interested. I'm joining your band anymore."
You got Mr. Fancy Pants. So forget it.
I remember when I lived in New Melly still at my folks' house. I played with a band where the guy where we practiced for the most part was in Whisper Creek. Off Highway Z, like, kind of out.
Is that a location or the band name?
That's the name of Soda Vision, actually. Oh. We were called Shorthand, which is equally stupid, but anyway.
I recorded that.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You also had to go drink underage, which was a lot of fun that one night when you said the cops were coming and they weren't. But that's a story for another podcast. But I remember we were auditioning a new guitar player because our drummer left and we needed to move our guitar player to our drummer. And I was the other guitar player, and this dude showed up, and we were like, you know, this girl pants, like swoopy hair, like tight shirt emo boys, and this guy showed up with like baggy ass JNCO jeans and a t-shirt that said, "I have the biggest dick in the band," and he had like a Line 6 mod amp with like one of those Ibanez like metal looking guitars, and he just came in like. The whole time we tried to play it, he just fucking shredded. The whole time, like, no matter what we were playing, what type of studio, he was like,
sweeps.
Like, all over the place.
Sweeps.
And he was like, "So what do you guys think?" And we were like, "Yeah, we'll hit you up." He's like, "All right, cool, man, let me know." He's like, "I got another band hitting me up." I'm like, "I fucking bet, dude." And
how
like,
could
he dipped
you?
Out. And we're like, but I think as soon as he walked in with that t-shirt, Ryan and I were like,
"Yeah, it's not a good band."
Because secondly, I know I at least have the second biggest dick in the band without measuring.
I didn't see this guy's dick before I
can confirm that he indeed has the biggest dick in the band. I didn't believe it. I need evidence first.
It's like he walked in with like a Space Jam shirt or something. Like,
God,
oh, wait.
Damn it.
Oh, come on now.
What, Shane, would you ask Julie what her thoughts are on Space Jam?
I hate it. A fiery passion.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Hold on, let me get some more of this banana bread and French dip.
I hate it so much.
I only cut up so many slices.
We won't
go into
that. Let's focus on it.
It's got Michael Jordan. It's got Bill Murray.
Wayne
Kelly is
it's got Wayne
the songbird of our generation.
You know what? I don't hate the movie so much is I hate the soundtrack. That's
the soundtrack was the best part.
That is like blasphemy.
The movie was okay. The soundtrack.
Really good
soundtrack. You are bugging.
And Hoobastank's good shit. You can't deny it.
Everybody get up.
It's not a jam.
Come on, Basketball Jones?
Basketball Jones.
Maybe
you know
what? Maybe
when you sing the song, I believe I can fly.
That basketball is like a basketball to me.
I believe I can pee on some girls. See, that's the song. I have issue with that song.
I saw a meme today that said...
Maybe I don't hate Space Jam. I saw that movie
as a child with Uncle Ed, which is actually our grandpa, which is a story for another time.
It is.
But,
oh, that's some Right City stuff right
there. Was that the naked puzzle basement?
Yeah, I mean, I like
puzzles. Uncle Touchy's naked puzzle basement? You'll laugh and you'll cry.
So anyway, back to your grandpa.
So the movie was over, and the song rolling through the credits was R. Kelly.
Was it Boston?
It's first
Keep
time
on rocking to the free world?
It could have been.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, my God.
Goodness.
But I was it all saxophone?
Uncle Ed was trying to drag me out of the theater. We gotta go. How come we're not in the truck already? One of those kind of things. But anyway, but I was like, no, I want to hear the rest of this song. I never heard anything like it.
Wait, are we talking about one of my top three songs?
Wait, which song?
R. Kelly.
I Believe I Can Fly.
Oh wow!
What was top three favorite songs?
Your arms are out right now, like you're singing.
It's flying.
Song.
Like it's flying.
Top three.
So are you saying you were abducted and that song was playing while it happened?
Stockholm Syndrome.
Maybe. That could have been what happened. I was young. I don't know.
Listen, man.
See, you have five.
I'll cover any song.
Every
if you have a like, passion.
How could you have bad memories of I Believe I Can Fly?
Oh, I can think of several ways.
I don't want to say on a podcast why. We'll talk about it later.
he hadn't even peed on anybody at that point in time.
That man's been busted.
He had not been documented peeing on anybody.
Yeah. We'll talk about that on Shane's Craft Podcast, Rock Paper Scissors Podcast.
It's appropriate for that. It's good content.
I love your Afghans.
Lightning strikes, the court lights get dim. Supreme competition is about to begin above the rim.
Can we get like a gunshot sound rap real quick?
You're supposed to be fluffing also. Did you?
Yeah. I'm from Somerville, Massachusetts, and that's where fluff was invented.
I don't doubt that.
I don't know if Frank knows what we're talking about.
What fluff are you talking about?
You know, like a fluffer nutter.
That might be the same. Not helping.
At all.
Can you narrow it down for us?
The East Coast is a weird place.
Wait, wasn't there some crazy like thing that happened on the East Coast with like?
They got covered in molasses.
Yes.
No, this is
all
true.
Of Boston was drowned in molasses.
Yo, this
Scooby
is true.
13 people died that day.
1980. You can still taste the molasses on the cobblestone.
All I can see is molasses.
Molasses.
What did you say to me?
What'd you call me?
My grandfather had like this weird book of like, you know, atrocities.
Kama Sutra.
Well, they only went straight missionary sex.
That was after 8. That was like 6. But it was like this weird like, book
sutra.
Of like natural atrocities. And the story that I gravitated to was like the great molasses flood of like 18 whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
So what happened was there was this engineering company in Boston.
Uh-huh.
And all the molasses came in off the ships and they put it into this huge tank.
Sure.
They used like subpar parts to build this molasses tank. It was like 1,000 gallons of hot molasses.
Uh-huh.
A lot of it. Got real hot in the summertime and it burst and it flooded all the north end of molasses.
Shit. A lot of it.
All of molasses?
Yeah, like
they should have built it better.
It was like a
thousands
big deal.
Of gallons of molasses.
But it would move real slow, like, right?
Yeah, it was like an oxygen bomb. It wasn't like a saying
that goes along with that.
So it's not as terrifying as, say, like, you know, a volcano.
Obviously, some people don't have the internet.
Yeah. But, no, I haven't gotten quite the molasses in my random Wikipedia articles.
Do you have any tragedies that happened in the Midwest here?
With molasses?
It's with mostly molasses? Fire and tornado related.
Have you ever heard of...
oh, like real stuff? Yeah.
Was this programming the great molasses tragedies of the Midwest? Because I think you nailed it, pal. That was it. It was just that one.
You ever heard of the Numeli fault?
Anyway, that's...
No, that's New Madrid fault. The Numeli fault was my parents adopting me. Their fault.
You messed up.
Yeah, that's a real tragedy. Real tragedy.
Yeah. So you're talking about Nutella?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We invented it.
It's like, what,
89? I would draw voluntarily Nutella.
Yeah.
It's like 89% vegetable oil, right?
No.
Well, you're the representative for Big Nutella. Tell us what's up.
You're thinking of Vegemite.
You're the
Vegemite is
so delicious.
Made me a Vegemite sandwich. I come from a land of
no, that's trash, right? Isn't it bad?
Garbage.
What?
Vegemite's not good, right?
It's garbage.
What is that? What is Vegemite?
I'm not sure there's vegetables.
It's like an abhorrent vegetable spread.
From Australia.
In Australia.
Did anybody drown in it?
Because not today.
Yeah.
Not today. It's
we're still focused on the fact that Frank's full of shit, right?
Everyone out there in the listening audience, look up.
You guys.
The great
I'm telling you what. You must
laugh.
You make my words. Hey, you go to Boston, it still smells like molasses.
It still.
Molasses.
It does.
It's in the cracks. Try dipping that in some of that French
onion. I don't want to do that. I'm just cutting this up so people can have more.
It's pretty good.
Thank you.
It's very nice.
All right, let's continue.
Yeah. Hey, Shane, should we maybe play some music or something?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
It's not for these jokers.
When are we going to start recording?
Oh, the podcast?
Yeah.
We're not.
Oh yeah, we should kick that off soon.
When are we gonna start recording
Frank on drums?
When are we gonna start recording? When are we gonna start recording the split?
Yeah, that's a good question because we had a rude awakening. It's like 2.5 weeks.
Wait a minute.
You know, it is called a split release. We can release half of it, and then release the other half later. That, right? You know.
Yeah. We'll do
that's
like Ben Diesel
right there.
Later.
Two and two.
Only three.
Well,
we could
cut them up.
That's what the artwork is made out to be.
Yeah, front and back.
That's actually not a terrible idea.
It's really not. See? No one's really expecting a four, like an 8-track split.
Yeah, people are like, you're doing a split like a song each, right?
Well, we're giving all the details out right now.
Most.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck!
Don't
worry. They'll feel like they're included. If they've made it this far in the podcast, deserve to know.
This is what you do, though. You release half songs instead of half half songs, so if they want to hear the rest, they got to get the
boom.
Rest.
And we decide which half
leave
of the
them song. Wanting more.
First you half of this see. Song, second half of this song, middle half of this one.
Every song starts at the bridge.
Yeah, every song starts at the bridge.
No, we just played the bridge.
No cadence, so. We did play the bridge.
Refrain, people.
Yeah.
We did. We played for a bar tab.
That's true.
Jason goes, they want to pay us by clearing out our bar tab. I was like,
first of
all,
are
you guys cool with that? I was like, let me do the math.
We're
the only ones here.
You said, you know what, give me a little bit to think about the math and like divide it up and stuff. And I was like,
okay. I spent like 45 minutes trying to close out my bar tab at that place. And they were like, well, we got to talk to the manager. Like, that, why would you need to talk to the manager? I have one drink on my bar tab.
What's because you're Mexican?
That nigga goes, we're trying to work something out with Jason.
Like, what? They think I'm Mexican. Sure, Chief.
What does that mean, Randall Thorne? What the hell should I know?
Well, James is ready for a shot, it looks like.
Okay. Once they get that syrup in them, they get all lancy in their pants.
Boy, howdy. That's actually a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, howdy.
Don't judge yourself.
Right. I feel...
Half songs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, half songs. Yeah.
Well,
that feels way better.
CDRs.
Cool, we're done.
Awesome. No, done. We're not done. We're not done until we put it on vinyl.
Done.
But that could be later. That's later project.
DK, tell a story about us in the vinyl idea.
Us in the vinyl idea?
Yeah.
What am I forgetting?
So... I'll take over.
What do you mean? I was assisting.
So we realized we should, like, perform half of us normal and half of us in gimp suits. And we were like, latex is expensive.
Wait,
what if we tried vinyl?
And then we found like vinyl gimp suits, and they were way, way more comfortable.
Okay, that's new.
No, is that what you're talking about, the vinyl?
No.
Right, that was it, yeah.
Oh, no, we're talking about us doing ourselves. That's like a snack.
I want to talk about Joey overcommitting to everything, because he wakes up and he's like, Joey time.
It's Joey time.
Joey time. It's Joey time.
So, like, we were trying to figure out, like, what's the medium we're going to release the split on?
Oh, we want to do it on vinyl.
Yeah.
And then Joe's like, you know what, fuck it, let's just buy a vinyl pressing machine. Like,
we're working on it.
So if anyone has one on the cheap.
It's like, you're actually not working on it.
Like, oh, what? I don't want to wait for some other asshat to do this. Let's just buy a big machine and put it in the shop.
That's a great idea for the studio, though.
Fucking crazy.
Right? There's two types of people in this world. Those who play
and those who don't play.
Joe don't play.
Those who can't do, teach. And those who can't teach, teach Jim. I'm going to go pee. I'll see you guys later.
Oh, thank God Jason's leaving.
Oh, all right, now we can get to the real.
You guys could have talked shit when I was in here, too. It would have been fine.
Just wash your hands.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
What has happened?
DK said something about maybe sharing some music.
Yeah, we got some tunes.
Let's talk about Ben Diesel's single, Indulgences.
Now that Jason left the room.
Probably for the best.
It probably is for the best. So actually, the song is titled, so, I don't know, Jason's one of those guys who, like, writes a song. He writes a million songs, you know. He's got a lot to say, a lot to talk about all the time, a lot to sing. He's a very good songwriter. But he always ends up titling his songs like some random bullshit. So there was this song for a while, about a year or two ago, I guess, when he wrote this song. He was like, guys, you know, I know we've got the show coming up, but I really want you to indulge me and play this song. You know, let's figure out, let's get a recording of this song, because I always record all our band practices. He's like, come on, just indulge me. And, like, we ended up not having time that night. So the next practice, he was like, come on, guys, just indulge me and we play this song. So we did. And I was like, okay, what's the song called? And he's like, Indulgences? Because you indulged me to play the song? I don't know. He's going to hear this later and be like, that's not why I fucking called. No, it is, though.
He should have been here.
But it's a good jam. It actually
should have been here.
It actually had some more swearing in the chorus, and we decided, you know what, this is a really catchy song. We would like it to be played on radio.
Bleepity bleep.
Without bleeps, so we kind of changed the lyrics around. It went from, I'm really fucking busy, to I guess I'm pretty busy. And that was actually my admission. I was like, come on, let's do it like this.
Oh, yeah.
Another day of grandiose ideas. Another night drinking beers, watching Storage Wars alone. I need something that doesn't need my attention, so I can continue ticking around on my head. I took my dog for a run, I put myself in subjectively healthier eats. I haven't overdrafted my account in months. I don't know what else anyone wants from me. And I guess I'm pretty busy doing nothing all the time. Am I losing my mind? Am I losing my mind? My old friends are successful and thriving. At least it's how it seems from what they're posting online. Occasionally we talk about getting together. More often than not, we just can't find the time. I haven't been arrested for over a year, though every cap I see still fills me with dread. Canceled all my plans this weekend, so I could wish I'd gone out instead. And I guess I'm pretty busy doing nothing all the time. Am I losing my mind? Am I losing my mind? The rats have been a mass shooting yet this week, but it's only Tuesday, so I guess we'll see what's
But, oh, so Jason's back.
Here he comes.
What is that?
Hey, Jason, what do you have to say about song?
Whatever you idiots had planned.
Is that the Pagny?
Did you bring a bottle of champagne?
Well, he's about to shoot us with a bottle of champagne, so maybe we just play the song now.
Right. Just watch your eyes.
Okay.
Do you have anything to add?
I'm too drunk to taste this chicken.
She's still alive. Jesus. James, watch your eyes.
There are owls
so,
in here?
After Saturday.
Nice Hooters.
Apparently, I texted Zach on Saturday and it was like, oh, blah, 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 chicken. He goes, you must have intended this to go somewhere else. I'm like, fuck if I know. I really do think I was trying to say, though, I'm too drunk to taste this chicken.
I threw out Grandpa Chip's war medals off the bridge. That sounds like a good day.
I did read your text to Sarah the next day. She's like, I was like, I didn't really understand what Julie said. And then they got home and I was clear. And she's like, well, she texted me something like, you know, whatever. And so she showed me. It's like, okay, you were like, You were trying to tell her about being in the White Castle drive-thru and wondering why we weren't there. And
we were really confused.
And then you texted me the picture of the honey mustard murder or whatever, the cheese sauce murder. I don't know what was happening. There was cheese sauce all over the door of the
Jesus
White Castle.
Christ. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, no. It was rust.
Oh.
Just go.
Just rust. Okay. From the time
there's
the show,
no Thanksgiving song.
There was no Thanksgiving song. There's one Thanksgiving song, and that's it. She was yelling at us nonstop.
I was
aggressively,
as you do.
From the time the show was over to like, I want to say Columbia, but we were in Columbia, so it was a long time.
All she wanted to do was keep getting drunk
with
my girl.
Yeah, I know.
Wouldn't you be upset as well?
No, it felt like it was so clumsy.
What night?
It was like, I don't know.
Oh,
so
after the show?
Like, yeah, we drank. Coming back from Columbia, she was yelling nonsense. I was like,
when I was telling you back to my car, somebody was already passed out.
I'm trying to find anybody. Stop yelling.
We're supposed to go
somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, when I heard you guys were just going to head home, I was like,
what is the sidebar happening?
What sidebar?
What are you guys doing right now?
I would love salad bars.
Yeah, dude, like, I, you know what? I hate when they have the imitation crab meat.
I miss Ponderosa so much.
There are hardly any Ponderosas out there anymore.
Well, there's a reason for
you know what's less? What there's less
you
of in Ponderosa?
Chicken
Does anybody
wings?
Out there remember Bonanza?
Yeah. Oh!
And it's still a Bonanza.
Anytime,
it's in Illinois.
Right. Anytime we go on a road trip, we base it on where the Bonanza is.
I actually barked in an event last night and they gave this to me when I was leaving. They were like, we have a bunch of stuff to order. I was like, I know. They're like, hey,
I have a case in my car already.
I've been loading shit up all night.
I appreciate that they qualified as a cava and not a champagne.
How dare you?
He's been to France.
Who is this guy?
I've happened to have been to Gruyere's. You want to shut off my lady? You want to shut it off for me?
You know,
love casserole.
I gotta say, I'm just super stoked to like have the opportunity to play at the Duck Room. Like, I've seen so many fucking cool bands.
Yes.
They're like some of my favorite bands of all time. Like, and just going down those steps and walking into that venue, it's like this is such a sweet setup.
Bucket list.
And yeah, like I, you know, St. Louis is a like, and when I was in Columbia, I got to play at the Blue Note, which is like, you know, the best place you can play in Columbia. And it is a cool feeling, but like St. Louis is so hard to break into, and like to get this show, I'm really excited. Like I think we're gonna put on a fucking awesome party, and I'm excited to be playing with the people that we are. Like it's gonna be a really good time.
Oh yeah,
I've never been to the Duck Room.
No shit.
Really?
I had a buddy of mine today. He was like, I didn't even know. He's like, I've always walked back to the back, like trying to figure out where they have bands play. And I was like, oh, it's downstairs. He's like, I never thought that there was anything downstairs. I was like, full venue, really, really sweet.
So I believe in being a tourist, like if you move to a new place, and so like my family was like, oh, you should check out like everything St. Louis. So
We went down to the duck room, and I got to see Chuck Berry play before he passed.
Did you really?
That's really cool.
Yeah, and I feel like really lucky to have had that experience, and to go play that room means a lot to me. Like,
it's pretty sweet.
Yeah. It's, and, you know, we talked a lot, like, as a group about, like, where are we going to have the CD release? Like, and when the duck room came up, I was like, nope, not playing there.
Anywhere there.
Thanks for the support, guys.
Thanks for I'm with you, Frank.
I love the Duck Room. We saw Bad Cop, Bad Cop there.
Hell yeah.
Freaking great punk
Interrupters,
band.
Bad Cop, Bad Cop. Yeah. That was a sweet show.
Interrupters was also a great band. But
yeah.
Like, it was really rad to see Bad Cop, Bad Cop there, because Lynn Lee, their bass player, is amazing. And I've messaged her on Facebook, and she's, you know, messaged me back, and we've talked, like, lady bass things. And
lady bass.
Lady bass. Mm.
Isn't that crazy when, like,
lady bass.
When, like, musicians that you would hold to, like, or musicians or just celebrities that you would hold to a higher esteem, like, message you back. I remember last time Jeff Rosenstock came through town, I'm, like, Facebook friends with the bass player, and a buddy of mine, Chris Ward from KDHX, had just, like, gone through a tough breakup, and he found out that, like, his ex was trying to sell tickets to the show because she couldn't be there or whatever. Excuse me. And he was really wanted to go, so I hit up John, because I interviewed Jeff way back in the day, and was like, hey, would you be able, like, do you have a list or anything? Can you hook my friend up? And I didn't hear back from him, and then, like, at the end of the night, right when my lady and I were heading to the show, he texted me back and was like, I need the name right now. Like, if you want to put someone on the list, let me know and I'll throw you on there. And I think through Ryan Masoba, he was able to get in, but we were able to get him on the list too. And, like, it's just so weird to be able to text someone and, like, in an interaction where you're like, hey, a friend of mine just got, like, really fucking hurt from a shitty situation. And, like, if you guys have room, could you help me get him into the show tonight? And he's like, yeah, man, for sure. And it's crazy when they hit you back up like that. So,
yeah.
That's cool.
That's what? Something we couldn't do when, like, we were teenagers. Like,
no, not
that way. Wasn't real.
You never have, like, oh my God, so many, like, little bands would have been so excited to hear from you back in the day. Like,
what?
No, for sure, though. Like, just random bands that, like, probably didn't even, like, have a hard time selling all the tickets. You're like, hey, can I get someone to come into the show? And they're like, oh my God, will you bring someone else to the show? For sure. Like, come check it out. Although, to be fair, DK was at one point an intern for Drive Thru Records, which housed, like, some of my all-time hero bands.
Yeah, so. But that doesn't got any damn good.
I still have
a
Drive Thru carabiner that he got me.
I did. I gave you that.
That's pretty wild. But, I mean, that record label had, like, what, Sony Corporate and Hello Goodbye, and, I mean, that had
Newfound
Glory,
Early November.
Homegrown, the starting line. Homegrown would come in, man. Yeah. Homegrown would come
is
in.
Is Alistair on there?
Alistair,
yeah.
Oh my God, yeah, Alistair. That was a great record.
Like all bands that we grew up loving.
Homegrown used to come. No, they weren't. But Homegrown used to come in. They would just, like, I was only there for a semester, and so I was there for just a very brief time. But, like, the guys from Homegrown would come in, just, like, ripped out of their minds and just having just having a blast.
Weren't they like a Christian band?
No, not Homegrown. No.
Oh, who am I thinking of?
I don't know. Several
that's
other
a good
bands. The coolest thing that happened in there, though, was, and I know I've told you this story before, but the early November came in. We're in the early November now. It's like the band.
Okay.
No, they, I never heard of the band until I was interning at Drive Thru, and they came in, and, like, some kid, like, his wish through Make-A-Wish Foundation was, I want to meet the early November. And I'm sitting there thinking, who the fuck is this band? And they came in, and we, like, totally, you know, threw everything to the walls in the conference room. We just, like, cleared out a space, and they played a private show for this kid.
That's awesome.
And, like, two of his friends and his parents, and then they, like, took him out for ice cream and, like, went to the beach and stuff. And I was like, man, I've never heard of this band before today, but now I love this band.
That's awesome.
It was just very, very cool. And, like, you know, that's, I don't know, who else can tell a story like that? Right. I was there at that right time, and it was just very cool.
Part of Make
the
Wish.
The best stories. You really do.
And the best t-shirts. I wish you guys could see his shirt right now.
You can see it on November 25th.
The best t-shirts.
It's Big Lee.
It's huge.
Big Lee.
Can you describe it to these
people? Chicago is a mess. The shirt is great.
You would not believe the problem Chicago is.
Best shirt. Big Lee shirt.
My hands
are
still
a Space Jam shirt, but it's pretty nice.
Come on, Frank.
What the fuck?
James, I've decided if you showed up with a shirt that said, I believe I could fly, I would be offended at that point.
Yeah. I would feel like they'd be attracted towards Julie.
That would feel very intentional.
I also have to give a shout out to The Stars Go Out for putting together an awesome cover set. We did a benefit show earlier this year where we raised almost $1,000 for Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah.
And got to just go buy like a shit ton of food and deliver it to them, like
no
throw their stuff,
burrito,
like
so.
No breakfast burritos, no frozen goods. They have various different fifth parameters, but it was pretty wild. Like that show was just such a weird night because I feel like in St. Louis, you know, and it's something you see over time, but like a lot of shows they get really centralized by genre, and it's like if you go to this one night, like it's gonna be all blues rock bands or like all. You know, rock bands are all rap, like, you know,
R. Kelly bands. Like,
yeah, tons of R. Kelly cover bands. But, like, there's no...
How many R. Kelly bands?
There wasn't a lot of diversity. And the show that we put together for the benefit show, which, like, all these dudes had, you know, everyone had tremendous help in doing, we ended up with Mountain Music, who you just did a podcast with. Really awesome
great.
People.
Yeah.
And then we had Ellis Express. We had Tracing Wires. Holy Hand Grenades with, you know, Greg, who's from Heavy Riff, you know, runs that brewery. And they make awesome food and even, you know, awesome beer and better music. And, you know, everyone...
Julie just exited the building. Several heavy lab doors.
Everyone put so much effort in doing it. We had some awesome donors from, you know, Kirkwood Station and Four Hands and Heavy Rift, and, you know, Joey and Julie's studio contributed as well. And it was just such a wild night that, like, by the end of it, and also Jody and Josh.
I'm going to tell him you said that.
Don't.
He's
going to
hear it.
Please don't.
He's going to hear it.
Joey and Josh from Heavy.
It's too late.
They were so cool. They even took, like, less of a percentage of normal off their door cut to, like, be able to contribute more money. So, like, by the end of the night, we doubled, almost tripled the amount of money we did last year when we did the benefit show. And it was, the amount of work that everyone put into and stuff was wild. So, like, it's kind of cool to kind of see, like, those shows spreading out like that. And that's sort of what we want to do with the CD release show is, like, not necessarily just do all bands that sound just like us. Like, Modern Gold obviously is not musically super similar to We Are. Chersky is a little
party
more.
And they rock.
But they do party and they do rock. And Chersky is kind of the same way. And, like, yeah, that intersects.
That's the theme, yeah.
We wanted to, you know, there's a lot of awesome music out there that doesn't just have to be, like, in the same realm that you play music in. And I think those shows, like, growing up, those were the most fun to go to, where you'd see, like, a pop punk act, and then you'd see a rap, you know, a rapper or something like that afterwards, and then finish out like a metal band or some kind of, like, it's just, you know, keeps your interest the whole time and showcases what everyone can do. So that gives you a lot wider easel to work on if you're open to having everyone in there as opposed to just specific bands that'll kind of fit your niche. No, come on, Julie, come on back in.
Yeah, come on back in.
Big ass garage doors moving again.
But yes, November 25th at. The Duck Room, when you are sick of your in-laws, come party with us.
Yep.
$10, are, bring them with you.
We are calling
it here. But also bring them.
Yeah, bring your in-laws too, though.
$10, get you in. 8 o'clock doors, 9 o'clock music, right?
Yeah. And it's got to be over by midnight, and it's not going to even be that late.
Yeah.
Like, relatively speaking.
And then, tickets at Ticketmaster.
Play some bowling afterwards or something.
Yeah. We'll go across the street. Go play some bowling.
Yeah. Sure. Let's go play some bowling.
Play some bowling.
What's bowling?
$10.
Yeah.
$10. Ticketmaster.
We all got some sweet new t-shirts you guys can check out. Yeah. Like, if you're looking at me right now, you know what I'm talking about.
Dude, DK's t-shirt, can you guys see this? It's so fucking cool.
It's pretty nice.
Can you guys zoom in on this t-shirt?
How many teeth?
Hey, Shane, can you zoom in on my t-shirt?
Yeah. Right now? We're in a legal battle with multiple bands right now over this t-shirt.
Well, let's...
Mainly Sharks and our dad.
Let's close this out with... The Stars Go Out song.
Hells yeah.
You said it was Aliens.
Yeah.
Parentheses.
Yeah.
She Believes.
Yeah.
This one goes out to Trip.
Yep.
Anything you want to share around this song?
Well, you know, we just write about things that we think are real interesting at the time or just that we kind of enjoy or whatever, and one particular story was or story in particular. It was back when I first met Julie, you know, we're just kinda sharing
it's okay.
Coming a little closer, Jason.
That's Jason touching Joe.
I'm wearing sweatpants. I'm way too hard for this.
They can't see him touching me.
I don't have people think
it's me. But look at his shirt.
Spit it out.
Today,
yeah. So anyway, it's just a story about, you know, when we first met, and I learned about how scared she was of the thought of aliens, and that's what that song is about.
I would also like to add that when I first started dating Joe, I broke up with a guy who was also in a band, and I was very upset he'd never written a song about me in like 3 years. And Joe's like, "I can't believe that nobody's ever written any songs about you." And every song Joe's ever written about me is fucking ridiculous.
That's the
song Aliens.
She's
quite interesting.
They're honest and endearing and absolutely hilarious.
Thank you.
long before.
You know, we got some oddball songs.
That's true.
Some songs that are out there a little bit, but they're all fucking true stories.
Yeah.
I actually don't believe in metaphors.
Rock, paper, podcast.
Rock, paper, podcast.
Rock, paper, podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.